Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys coming up today. Over the next 30 minutes, a lot to get into. Our guy Cole Thompson going to join us here in a little bit to talk college football week 4. We'll also look at some of my favorite player props for week 4 in college football. We got tonight's Thursday night game between the Bills and the Dolphins that we'll get into. A couple of player props that I like in that game. And then on this Thursday, we'll look at some of my favorite daily fantasy lineup in the NFL as well before we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Chime in at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, or on X. We'll get to all your questions over the next 30 minutes. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Thursday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Cole Thompson, college football host for SEC Unfiltered. Give Cole a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. All right, Cole, let's run through some of these matchups that we have in week 4, starting with Fox Big Noon kickoff out in Salt Lake City, a 10 a.m. local time kick between Texas Tech and Utah. Might be the two best teams in the Big 12, potentially. Who do you like to win that matchup on Saturday?
Yeah, this is a potential preview of what we're going to see in Arlington come the first week of December. The way that we have watched this offensive personnel underneath Utah drastically change with Devin Dampier now taking over as QB1 has been phenomenal. And the fact is that he does everything. He runs the football. He's able to connect downfield. He's got great accuracy. It's a 73% completion rating and one of the highest passer ratings. And he's a good fit because of, much like we saw with Ben Arbuckle down in Norman, they also brought his offense coordinator from New Mexico. So that's another feather in the cap. The big question that I have in this game is that, what are we going to see from the pass rush of Texas Tech? They went out and spent a lot of money in the transfer portal, get a bunch of guys from the Big Ten, from the SEC, but they're going up against arguably one of the best offensive lines in football in one of the more underrated hostile environments. I think Baron Morton is going to have to play perfect. I do think that you are going to see a little bit more mobility from Devin Dampier to have to win this game. And ultimately, I think that the Rice-Eccles impact is going to have a major role on who comes out on top. I like the Utes, and I like them to win and cover.
All right, very good. What about Oklahoma and Auburn, Cole? Should be an interesting game. Jackson Arnold was with the Sooners last year. Now he's with Auburn. Both of these teams opened up SEC play. Who do you like in that one on Saturday?
Yeah, both these teams have been tested in different ways. With Auburn, it was against Baylor on the road. They gave up over 400 passing yards to Sawyer Robertson, but still, you got to see what makes Jackson Arnold click as a runner. For Oklahoma, it was against Michigan, where they basically tested Bryce Underwood and said, if you want to win this football game, it's going to have to come through the air. The question that I have in this matchup is, can Jackson Arnold actually connect 20 yards downfield? Because of a Zach Alley defense and a Brett Venables defense are not that far off. Alley leaves this offseason to go to West Virginia. You bring in Brett Venables to call the shots. And he has got a good understanding of who Jackson Arnold is as a quarterback. the weaponry is there out at Auburn. I mean, you would have wide receivers like Cam Coleman, Perry Thompson, Malcolm Simmons, Horatio Fields, all be wide receiver number one potentially in Norman this year, but they're all fighting for reps down on the plains. The question is, can you trust Jackson Arnold to get the football to them? Because if not, the game plan is pretty simple. Do what you did against Michigan, and Oklahoma's going to walk away with a win. I like the fact that you have a quarterback that can do a little bit of everything in Jon Mateer. He's mobile. He's not afraid to tuck and run. His decision-making has gotten better over the last 2 weeks, and it feels like that they're finally starting to establish the run game with a lead back in Torrey Blaylock. I think Auburn has a good team. I think Oklahoma has a great one, which is why I'm taking them to win, and I'm taking them to cover at home.
All right, very good. Big Ten matchup. Michigan travels to Memorial Stadium to take on Nebraska. Right now, the Wolverines laying 2.5 points. No Sherrone Moore once again in this game for Michigan. Already had one good road test at Oklahoma. What do you think happens on Saturday in Lincoln, Cole?
Look, when you look at Michigan at this point, I texted around with a buddy of mine who watched the Central Michigan game and said, this is the Bryce Underwood that we're going to have to utilize this year. And for those of you that weren't paying attention, he ran for over 100 yards on 13 carries, averaged 6.3 yards a play, and scored 2 touchdowns. Right now, this is a militant offense that is going to trust its ground and pound attack. Justice Haynes, a couple of other backups, and then, of course, your quarterback in Underwood, who's going to have to be the guy. Can he be the guy against a defense that just a few weeks ago, I think a lot of people forget, they gave up over 7 yards of play on the ground to Brendan Sorsby. He was their leading rusher in that Cincinnati game, and it came all the way down to the wire. And as good as Dylan Raiola has been in this Dana Holgorsen offense, the passing attack has not been as potent as I wanted to be. And the other thing is, you look back against the last time they faced off against a Power Four competition, he nearly threw 2 interceptions in the second half that would have given the ball to Cincinnati and maybe the first major upset of the 2025 season. I think that the wrong team is favored in this matchup. I think that the atmosphere being in Memorial Stadium, being in Lincoln, and you got to remember, PJ, the rule effect is in motion. Year 3 for Matt Rule to program, won an American title at Temple, took Baylor to the Big 12 title in his third season down in Waco. It's year 3 in Lincoln. Schedule's manageable. They have a good offensive line. I think that Michigan is a solid overall roster that has its faults but still can be competitive. I think we're talking about Nebraska as a team that maybe is going to start gaining a little bit of college football playoff berth. I'm going to take the +6.5, and more importantly, I'm just going to take the upset outright.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big game for the Cornhuskers, no doubt about it. I've been talking about Matt Rule year 3 a bunch on this show. We're talking college football week 4 with our guy Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Cole, going back to the SEC, Florida's on the road facing another top 5 team this week in Miami. And same point spread, 7.5. DJ Lagway, can he bounce back from that 5-interception performance this week against the Canes? What do you think happens there on Saturday?
Billy Napier with the play calling is going to be really intriguing in this matchup because there are so many things that you look at when it comes to their rushing attack. Jaden Baugh is averaging 6.9 yards a play, but it feels like that he's being punished. He hasn't gotten more than 12 carries in a matchup over the first 3 outings. And you wonder to yourself, well, is this a game to where you can maybe take some pressure off of DJ Lagway? No. In fact, far from it. This is one of those few matchups where the rushing attack should be obsolete because you're going up against one of the best defensive lines in college football. So Lagway is going to have to be the X factor in this game, and I simply just don't trust it right now. His reads are all over the place. His footwork is erratic. He feels like that he's under pressure. The good news is that you have a solid defense and arguably a top 15 defense on the opposing side that could put Carson Beck in a blender of concerns. You know, we saw him last season throw 3 interceptions out in Jacksonville in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party when he was playing for Georgia. But the thing is, we also got to remember, while Carson Beck was a problem last year for Georgia, so was the offensive line, so was the rushing attack, so were the wide receivers dropping balls left and right. There's better wide receivers in Coral Gables. There arguably is the best offensive line out in Coral Gables. You currently have a solid running back room in Coral Gables. So while Carson Beck was a problem, he also elevated his situation, which is why I think that he's going to show on out and continue to prove that Miami, whether or not we give them flack and whether or not we wonder if they can win the big one, they're playing like one of the best teams in college football, if not the best team in college football. I'm taking Miami to win, taking Miami to cover. I do think this is a low-scoring game, so hammer the under on the points total. But ultimately, when you have a quarterback you can't trust, it's very hard for you to pick the upset.
Yeah, 50.5 the total there between Miami and Florida. Cole, another marquee game, Indiana-Illinois, top 20 matchup. Indiana's played nobody up to this point. Illinois played Duke on the road. Blue Devils had 5 turnovers in that game. This point spread's gotten all the way up to 6. At 4, 4.5, okay. At 6, do you feel like this is too many points, or do you still like Indiana?
How dare you, PJ, say for 1 second that Indiana hasn't played anybody. They played Old Dominion, and Old Dominion got Brett Pry fired. How dare you not disrespect Kirk Cignetti? No, I mean, the bottom line is that there's an explosive offense with Fernando Mendoza. The passing attack has been very potent out in Bloomington against unqualified competition. But this is also a very wondrous offensive line for Illinois. Illinois had its fair share of faults in that matchup against Duke on the road. What happened was is that they capitalized on the turnovers. The problem with that, PJ, is that so far, Fernando Mendoza doesn't have a turnover. And I don't think this is going to be a game where it all starts to unravel a little bit. Can you establish the ground game, and can you win on third down if you are Illinois? On the opposing side, can you continue to have one of the best run defenses in the Big Ten if you are Indiana? And what's really interesting right now, PJ, is that as much as I think Michigan and Nebraska are going to be teams that we end up talking about toward the end of the season, for that fourth place spot and potentially a spot in the college football playoff, this is the game that you want to circle, because Indiana wants to make a statement and prove that they can go up against the big boys, and Illinois wants to prove that it can actually play against quality competition and not be disrespected. But I am quietly a Hoosiers fan. My entire dad's family went to Indiana. They're all going to be at the game. So I am going to take Illinois with the points, but I am going to take Indiana to win outright.
Cole, we got 1 minute left. Before I let you go, I got a would you rather, all right? I want to get your thoughts on. Would you rather bet Clemson to win the ACC at plus 550, or would you rather bet Notre Dame to make the playoffs at plus 230? Which one would you rather take in about a minute?
Notre Dame at plus 230. They've shown you, at least in their matchups, that they're a qualified offense. They have the identity when it comes to CJ Carr. The wide receivers, I think, are going to get on open. You know, we talk about how inefficient the defense was against Texas A&M, but we also got to just give credit that Texas A&M may end up having one of the more high-profile passing attacks in college football with the identity of now Mario Craver and Casey Concepcion. So that's not a negative. I think, and more so, it just says Texas A&M is all right. The schedule just for Notre Dame down the stretch is very much promising. The two matchups that you're looking for at this point, the NC State game, and then you also have to throw in the Arkansas game. It's on the road. Taylen Green has been playing phenomenal, but their defense has been extremely hit or miss. If they win those two games and they're able to catapult themselves over USC, they may end up having the two best losses in college football. And despite the fact that they don't play in a conference, you always got to remember the logos speak volume. That's going to play in favor of Notre Dame. 10-2, you're in the college football playoff.
I agree with you. And look, if they win 10 straight games, right, they're going to be as hot as anybody going into the playoff. So I would take Notre Dame as well. Always good talking with Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, college football host on SEC Unfiltered. Cole, we'll do it again next week, my friend. Looking like it might be one of the best slates of the year. Can't wait.
PJ, always remember, next week is a great week, but this week, we don't sleep on college football. Take care, guys.
No, we don't. Cole Thompson joining us here on Send It In. All right, guys, let's continue talking college football. Let's dive into the prop market for some of these week 4 matchups. We'll start with Utah and Texas Tech. Point totals at 57.5, which feels a little high to me because both of these teams have good defenses. So I think there could be some points in this game. And we were talking with Chris Level yesterday. If you missed the episode, go check it out on the Send It In podcast. We were breaking down the Texas Tech-Utah game with Chris. But I asked him, this running back situation, Quentin Joyner for Texas Tech was supposed to be their guy, tears his ACL about 2.5 weeks before the season starts, and they're still trying to figure out their running back room. They're going to lean on their veteran, on their experienced quarterback, Baron Morton, and I think if they score, it's going to be behind his arm. So over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Baron Morton, I'd lay the juice minus 150, and I think he gets at least 2 touchdowns for Texas Tech. Then we got Jackson Arnold, quarterback for Auburn, going up against his former team in Oklahoma. I'm going to take the under rushing yards on Jackson Arnold, under 42.5. Again, in college football, when you're betting a quarterback, if you get sacked, it counts towards the rushing yards. In college, in the NFL, if you get sacked as a quarterback, it counts towards your passing yards. So Oklahoma's got a great defense, and Jackson Arnold against Baylor had 16 carries for 137 yards and two touchdowns. That's the reason they were able to win that game. They ran for over 300 yards against Baylor. They averaged nearly 6 yards a carry. They're not going to do that against Oklahoma. And Jackson Arnold was with the Sooners last year. Brent Venables knows his weaknesses. He knows how to attack him, and he's going to make sure that he beats him with his arm and not his leg. So I like under 42.5 rushing yards for Jackson Arnold. I also like 85.5 rushing yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Under for Justice Haynes against Nebraska. Cole was talking about it, man. Bryce Underwood, they finally let him run the ball against Central Michigan, and I think they're going to try and do that same thing again against Nebraska. Matt Rhule's got a very good defense. They're very stout against the run. And you look at that game against Oklahoma, also a good rushing attack. Justice Haynes had 19 carries for 125 yards. Seems like a good day, right? He also had a 75-yard touchdown run. So if you erase that, he only had 50 yards rushing. Nebraska's very good at limiting the explosive plays, especially on the ground. So I don't think Justice Haynes is going to rip off the big 30, 40, 50-yard run. I think it's going to be gain of 2, gain of 4, minus 1, gain of 3, those kind of things, just trying to plug away. And then I also think Michigan tries to use Bryce Underwood's legs. I think 85.5 is too high. I'll take the under for Justice Haynes. Then we have Nico Martial of West Virginia. Over 162.5 passing yards against Kansas. Kansas is coming off a bye week. The game that they played prior to that was against Missouri, where Bo Prabula threw for 334 passing yards against this Kansas secondary. Their defense looked pretty good earlier in the year when they were playing Wagner and Fresno State, but then they finally play a Power 4 team, and Kansas's defense gets shredded. Now, Missouri's offense is a little bit better. Prabula's a little bit of a better quarterback than Nico is, but I just think 162.5 is too low, especially with the way that I think this game is going to go. West Virginia's coming off a massive win against Pitt, a rivalry win. You definitely would expect a little bit of an emotional hangover for them. Kansas coming off a bye. They should get up on them early. The game script should be for West Virginia, who is trailing, to throw the ball. I think Nico Martial could pick up some garbage yards. I like over 162.5 for him against Kansas. And then how about DJ Lagway, quarterback for Florida? Cole talked about it. The game plan for Billy Napier and the play calling is going to be really interesting on Saturday against Miami. You have one of the better running backs in the country in Jaden Ball, who it doesn't feel like you're using enough. But also, DJ Lagway is a great athlete. The kid just threw 5 interceptions against LSU. There is no way his confidence isn't rattled just a little bit. So I think because of that, they run the ball a little more. They run Lagway a little more. And instead of maybe trying to force passes like he did against LSU, he takes off and run. He's plus 480 to score an anytime touchdown. I think that's a really good price. So DJ Lagway to find the end zone at plus 480. So those are our 5 props this week. Baron Morton over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Jackson Arnold under rushing yards. Justice Haynes, Michigan running back, under rushing yards. Nico Martial, the West Virginia quarterback, over passing yards. And DJ Lagway, anytime touchdown. All right, you guys, let's get into Thursday night football tonight between the Bills and the Dolphins. Not really a lot going on in this game, right? We know the Bills are going to win. It's just a question of how much. This line has come down from BetMGM. It was at 12.5, and now it's down to 11.5. If I had to bet that number, it would probably be Dolphins or pass for me. It's tough to bet the Dolphins, though, because I think we can all agree at this point we have to question their motivation. We have to question whether or not they're still playing hard, whether they still want McDaniel to be their coach long term. This could be one of those games that kind of breaks the camel's back, right? Like, this could be one of those games where Buffalo wins by 30, 40 points if they're not careful. I do think if you like the Bills, I think it's worth maybe betting some alt lines. Like, for the Bills to win, minus 20 is plus 220. Maybe you go minus 24.5, minus 27.5. Like, maybe you bet some big alts with the Bills tonight against Miami. It's a divisional game, short week. These 0-2 teams normally do play really well in week 3. They normally do cover the spread. I think Miami's a little bit different because with all these other 0-2 teams in the NFL, they were either expected to be bad, they have new coaches, they have young quarterbacks. So you know the motivation is still going to be there and they're going to be playing for their jobs for Miami. I don't know if that's the case. So I think this thing has the potential to get really ugly. So from a side total standpoint, I'm staying away. Instead, I would rather attack the prop market. I'm looking at Devon Achane, his longest rush, over 13.5 yards at minus 130. If you want to take his longest reception, over 15.5 yards, I think that could be a good look as well. But I just think about how Derrick Henry ran all over this Bills defense in Buffalo. Achane's got breakaway speed, as we know. And I think the Dolphins, who are a team who are a big underdog, you can't let this thing get away from you. You're going to have to try and establish some kind of run game. No Ed Oliver, once again, for Buffalo tonight. They're missing some guys on defense. The Jets were not able to take advantage of that on the ground. I think the Dolphins might be able to. So longest rush for Achane, over 13.5 yards. Also take Matt Prater over 1.5 field goals at minus 135. I do not see the Dolphins getting many stops in this game. So hoping that maybe they can keep the Bills out of the end zone a couple times. We can get a couple of Prater field goals over 1.5. I'd also look at James Cook, 2 or more touchdowns at plus 325 against Miami as well. Again, Bills should have a lot of opportunities to score tonight. I think this could be a big James Cook game, so I'll take him 2 or more touchdowns at plus 325. All right, let's look at a promo from our friends at BetMGM, a pro football no sweat token. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a pro football no sweat token, you'll get your stake back and bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, let's continue talking week 3 in the NFL. Yesterday, we looked at half the NFL slate. Today, we will dive in to the other half of games that we have on the week 3 slate. We will start with an NFC South matchup between the Falcons and the Panthers. Atlanta is a 6-point favorite. Total in the game is 43.5. I think this line is way too high at minus 6. I don't think the Falcons should be a 6-point road favorite against anybody. Yes, they did look good against Minnesota. I think that was more about Minnesota. Carolina is not a good team, I understand, but they do play better at home than they do on the road. They're an 0-2 team. They're going to be desperate. Their season's on the line. And, you know, Atlanta was able to really win that game last week against Minnesota because of how they were able to run the football. Even though the Panthers' defense isn't very good, I don't think they're going to get gashed on the ground like Minnesota did against the Falcons, because the Panthers see Atlanta twice a year. They know what they're up against with Bijan Robinson. It's just a numbers play for me. This look-ahead line was like Atlanta -3, -3.5. Now they're all the way up to -6. Falcons are not the kind of team I want to be laying that many points with on the road in the NFL, especially in a divisional game. So I do like Carolina plus the points. I also like the Houston Texans, man, +2 against the Jags. Total in the game is 44. I mean, season's on the line for Houston, right? 11% of teams in the NFL that start the season 0-2 make the playoffs. Only 2% of teams that start the year 0-3 end up making the playoffs. Texans are a team that has won the AFC South the last couple of years. They've made it to the divisional round in the AFC playoffs the last couple of years. They obviously want to get back to the postseason. And if they do, they have to win this game. I like betting the Texans more on the road than I do at home because defense travels, and they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. CJ Stroud throughout his career has played pretty well against Jacksonville, and the Texans are just the team under DeMeco Ryans that are better bet as an underdog than they are at home. I think this game should be a pick 'em. I honestly think the Texans maybe should be favored in the game. I'm still not high on Jacksonville. How do you lose that game last week? Burrow gets hurt. Your offense puts up nearly 30 points. You get 3 interceptions off of Jake Browning, and you still lose that game. That is a brutal, brutal loss for Jacksonville. Both teams are coming off of brutal losses. The difference is that Texans are 0-2 and their season is on the line. I'll take them +2 against the Jags. What about Broncos and Chargers? Man, Chargers open up the season with 3 straight divisional games. They got a chance to win all 3 of them. They're 3-point favorites at home against the Broncos. Total in the game is 46. Don't think this will be an official play for me. I do lean Chargers. Probably just going to bet them on the money line at -160. I am concerned about the Broncos. Their defense, not as good as I think a lot of us thought it would be. It is still early, but I've not liked what I have seen out of Denver up to this point. Bo Nix did play much better against Indianapolis than he did against Tennessee, which is encouraging. But also, Denver's played 2 AFC South teams. You know, they played the Titans and the Colts, arguably the worst division in football, while the Chargers have played 2 divisional games and have looked very good, especially defensively, in both of those games. I think the Chargers at home, I would give them the edge in this matchup. You still wonder if the Broncos are reeling a little bit from last week's game. They had that win. They had that game against Indy. How do they bounce back after have to go on the road again and play the Chargers? I would lean LA on the money line. Saints and Seahawks, Seattle favored by 7.5. I would stay away from Seattle this week in Survivor, and I'd also stay away from laying the 7.5. It would be Saints or nothing for me in this game. Another 0-2 team against the spread, so you have to like that. Rattlers played better than a bunch of us thought he would. The defense has played a little bit better. But this Seattle team, I like them way more on the road than I do at home. They only won 3 games at home last year, and again, they won 7 games on the road last season, and you look at how their year's already played out. Win on the road at Pittsburgh, lose at home to San Francisco. Also, think about those 2 opponents that they've played, man. 2 physical teams. Niners, Steelers. Now you're coming home laying a big number against a desperate Saints team. I'd stay away from that. It would only be Saints or pass. I love the Bears this week against the Cowboys, you guys. I mean, it just would be so Bears for them to win this week. The whole city's ready to bury them. Everybody's ready to move on from Caleb Williams. Season's on the line for Chicago. Nobody's going to want him in a game like this. How different, though, would the perception be around the Cowboys, and how much differently would we be talking about this game if Dallas did not find a way to win that game against the Giants, which they should not have won? They gave up 450 passing yards to Russell Wilson. If there was ever a game for Caleb Williams to get right, this would be the one. So I like the Bears on Sunday. Niners and Cardinals, Brock Purdy now might play in this game, so the line is moving up. No play for me. I kind of want Mac Jones to play in the game, though, so that we can get close to a pick'em, and then I'd end up betting San Francisco. Chiefs and the Giants, I wouldn't lay 6.5 with Kansas City, but absolutely would take them as a money line parlay piece. They're my survivor play. And then Ravens Lions on Monday night. We'll get into that game more next week, but Ravens first half -2.5, I think it's a great bet in that game against the Lions. All right, real quick, you guys, let's go over our daily fantasy lineup for week 3 in the NFL. I mean, Caleb Williams is going to be my quarterback. $5,600 going up against that Dallas team. They just gave up 450 passing yards to Russell Wilson. I think despite how the Bears have looked and maybe how Caleb Williams has looked at times, he did make improvements from week one to week two. Now he's back at home going up against one of the worst defenses, one of the worst pass defenses in the league. He should have a good game. I like the price. Caleb will be my quarterback this week. Also go with Chase Brown at running back, $6,900. I mean, look at what Atlanta did to Minnesota. Like, if you're Zach Taylor and that Bengals offense trying to create a game plan this week, run the ball. Browning had three picks last week. Lean on Chase Brown. I think they do that. Kenneth Walker, I'll plug him in my other running back spot for this week. Zach Charbonnet did not practice yesterday, and Walker had the much better game against Pittsburgh than Charbonnet did. As a big favorite against the Saints, limit the mistakes from Darnold. Lean on your defense. Run the football. I'll take Kenneth Walker. 0-2 Texans. Season's on the line. C.J. Stroud's looking for his best player, and that's Nico Collins. I'll plug him in as one of my wide receivers. I'll also go with Drake London, who when these teams met in the final week of the regular season last year with Penix as the quarterback, London had 10 catches, 187 yards, and two touchdowns in that game against the Panthers. Rome Odunze, I'll put him as my third wide receiver. I want that Bears stack, man, with Williams and one of those receivers because of what Dallas's passing attack was able to do, what the Giants' pass attack was able to do against Dallas last week. I'll also plug in Kyle Pitts as my tight end. Pitts has been a little bit more consistent. I think this is finally the year where Pitts has a good season that people have been waiting for. Maybe he doesn't live up to the expectations that we thought, but I think against that Carolina pass defense along with London, he could have a big day. I'll plug Ashton Jeanty into my flex with the game that Geno just had, man, against the Chargers. Run the football, lean on Jeanty, short week. Get him 20, 25 carries. I think Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly run the ball. I'll plug in Jeanty to my flex. And then give me the Cleveland Browns as my defense for this week. The cheapest option on the board, but I think they could play really well against the Packers this week. I think their defense could force turnovers. And for them to cover the spread or even win the game, their defense has to play well. So I think the Browns are a great option this week. $2,200 as my defense. So let's look at my fantasy lineup for the week. Caleb Williams is going to be my quarterback, followed by Chase Brown, Kenneth Walker as my two running backs. Nico Collins, Drake London, Rome Odunze, my three wideouts. Kyle Pitts, my tight end. Ashton Jeanty in the flex. And the Browns defense rounds out my lineup for this week's Daily Fantasy Week 3 NFL. All right, you guys, let's get to our favorite plays of the day here on Send It In. Let's start with Freddie Freeman against Logan Webb. Freddie's going to be my guy today and going streaking 16 for 46 in his career against Logan Webb. That is a 3.48 batting average. We'll take Freddie to get a base hit today. Prop lock's going to be Jackson Arnold under 42.5 rushing yards against Oklahoma. The former Oklahoma quarterback, now with Auburn, ran all over Baylor. Can't really do that against Oklahoma. They got a stout defense and a very good rushing defense. I think they force Arnold to beat him through the air, so I'll take under 42.5 rushing yards. Dog of the day, let's go with the Orioles, plus 165 against the Yankees. Just think that price is too high. Orioles are at home. Max Fried is on the mound, yes, but the Orioles beat Fried earlier this season. The O's are playing really good baseball over the last couple weeks. One series against the Padres, the Dodgers just swept the White Sox. I'll take O's money line. And then Devon Achane, longest rush over 13.5 against the Bills is going to be my best bet for this week. So that'll do it for us here on Send It In. Appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.